take your call right now. Please leave a message and I'll call back as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Record your message at the tone. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
Yeah, this is Steve Hedrick. You just called 30 seconds ago. My phone cut it off. But I'm here and available, or I'll try to call on you back again. Thank you. About 11 minutes to 11.
Hello, this is Mayor Keyes at Holiday Island. I'm not able to take...
Well, I guess he's not going to allow me to call him back. Let's see if there's a voicemail and what it says. Okay. I do not see a voicemail. Let me try calling him back one more time. And I'll leave another voicemail again. Hello, Mr. Keyes. Steve Hedrick here. I just missed you. My phone glitched on me there when I was answering.
Yeah.
So, what did you find out?
Our attorney was down in Little Rock all week, so
okay.
Hadn't had a chance to look at it yet. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you letting me know. But when you get a chance, let me know what you find out, because that's clearly a clause there, grandfather clause to use of land or structure or land.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
On a lighter note, I watched your the Zoom conference meeting last one, and it looks like you guys are struggling with a solution to the police department. I just wanted to put 2 cents in there if I could. Did you ever consider something much cheaper than your own police department? That would be which a lot of small towns used to do, is not a justice of the peace, but a constable. Because they could do all the duties, but they just don't have equipped for investigations and everything, so they could do most of the duties of, you know, domestic disputes or fines or speeding tickets and things like that without all the costs of actual police department, because I think a lot of times they run on their own vehicle with just an allowance for their own vehicle and everything. I'm not sure. I never looked into it, but just wanted to throw that out there as an option to save the city money.
Yeah, we've looked at it, and for whatever reason, and I haven't really pursued what all those reasons are with the Municipal League, but they pretty much recommend against using a marshal, and I don't know if there's been problems with it or if there's shortcomings in what the marshal's office is limited to do, or if it's just kind of not the common thing, so people don't know how to deal with it or something like that. But yeah, we have We have looked at that.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know. Because, yeah, if they recommend not doing it, that's probably right, unless they're not considering just a transitory period. You know, maybe it would be good for a transitory period until the funds and establishments there. But anyways, it was just a thought I'd throw at you. But any other thoughts on I cut you off kind of. Anything else you were going to say about that or just waiting to hear from the attorney?
Just waiting to hear from the attorney.
Okay. I do appreciate it. Let me know when you hear something.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Bye. Oh, shoot. I forgot to ask him about process. Phone call still rolling. Yeah, sorry, I forgot to ask you about, you know, what I left on your voicemail, the process for dispute regarding trash collection. You said there is a format. Is there a form you got to fill out? Do you have a specific process for a grievance or a dispute on my right to do that? Your code enforcement said something about having to file a formal dispute, and you as the governing body have to have some kind of format. What I have to do, exactly what needs to be said, written.
That wouldn't apply to the collection side of it. If you know the use of the property, the city will have to give you something indicating that it's an approved conditional use. But as far as the trash collection part of it, there's no, it's pretty black and white as far as the city is concerned. You know, we have the contract with Carroll County Solid Waste, and you know, they expect us to enforce it. So there is no
formal process or process for disputing it, you say, because there is a dispute.
Right.
There is personal property. The city does not have a right to confiscate personal property. There is no such thing as waste until the property owner relinquishes it or abandons it. It is personal property, so there is a legitimate dispute there. So you're saying there's no process for me to file a dispute, no form, no official form or regulations to file it?
No, not for a code violation like that. I guess you'd have to get an attorney and have your attorney contact our attorney and try to make your argument.
I will do that, but there is no real argument there. It's even your own contract admits that it is not your title. You do not hold title to that property until it's collected by your contractor. It admits right there that you do not hold title to it. So title to it is the owner of the property. It doesn't matter. It's all personal property. Personal property is personal property, whether it's a tricycle or whether it's a piece of lumber. That's personal property. It is up to the property owner to relinquish that property. The reason that works for trash collection is because you relinquish that to a public easement. But with other personal property, they hold title to it, verbal title to it, and that's been established with law. That is their personal property to do with as they wish. So yes, the city has a right to a contract, but it doesn't have a right to people's personal property. When it is still considered people's personal property, it is still their property to do with as they wish, and that includes sell it or transfer title to someone else.
So If you haul it off, how long do they own it?
They're transferring title to me as a personal, as the personal property. That becomes theirs to me. It is their right to transfer anything they want. I could decide to recycle. I could decide to use it myself or keep it myself or dispose of it. But that is their personal property, and they have a right to transfer title of personal property to whoever they see fit. The reason the city could claim property is when they abandon it. And that has been established in federal courts. Once they abandon it, it becomes public property and someone else can make claim to it. Or in the case with city trash collection, putting it in public easement is abandoning it for public to the public easement, which puts it under the city's domain. But until then, nobody could, without an actual...
I'll run that by the attorneys again. That's an argument that I'm not aware of. So I'll have to run that by the attorneys.
Okie doke, because even within the ordinances 86211 and everything, it says within confines of the law, and that is outside the confines of the law when you're confiscating personal property without a court order. You know, so it specifies within the confines of the law and within the confines of Arkansas Constitution in 86211. They're both specified there, and no one has a right to confiscate personal property. So I'd appreciate it. I'll probably, you know, get with...
I'll run that by the attorney and see what they say.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye. Sorry, I forgot to end this call right now. It's 11:11. I think before it was 11 minutes till. All right.